Chris Morning Update, Monday, May the 8th. 今天的早报我们聚焦股神沃伦·巴菲特的年度股东大会摘要。我们摘出了七大问题以赏读者。第一点，指出了富国银行的激励错误。第二点，圣战 Jack Bogle 为客户提供了指数基金服务。第三点，解释了为何自己没有投资亚马逊。第四点，承认 IBM 投资失败。第五点，谈论为何让妻子买指数基金而不是伯克希尔哈萨维的股票。第六点，他讲述了如何迎接川普的减税政策。以及最后一点，巴菲特声称医疗费用是经济的拖油瓶。Now we turn our focus to the annual shareholder meetings of Berkshire Hathaway. And first and foremost, Buffett says Wells Fargo made one mistake that dwarfs all the others. The prominent investor said that Wells Fargo's incentive system was the San Francisco Bank's biggest error, which led to an embarrassing scandal that led to the resignation of the former CEO John Stumpf and sullied the bank's image as a poster child for good banks.The mistake they've made, but one that dwarfs all, but you have to be very, very careful what you incentivize. You can't incentivize bad behavior, Buffett said at Berkshire Hathaway's annual shareholder meeting in Omaha, Nebraska on Sunday. Last year, Wells Fargo paid $185 million to settle allegations without admitting or denying wrongdoing of widespread illegal sales practice, where its employees created accounts without knowledge of its customers.At times creating fake accounts in order to meet sales goals. And secondly, the billionaire Warren Buffett doled out praises for investment icon Jack Bogle at his annual meeting, saying the pioneering champion of index investing has left tens of billions in the pockets of investors over the years. Jack Bogle has done more for the American investors than any other man in the country, Buffett said at Berkshire Hathaway annual shareholder meeting in Omaha, Nebraska.Bogle, who turned 88 on Monday, is the founder of the Malvern-based Vanguard Group, the world's largest provider of mutual funds, boasting $4 trillion in global assets. The third, Amazon.com, may be the one that got away with from legendary investor Warren Buffett, at least for now. The Oracle of Omaha said Amazon's shares always looked expensive and that he underestimated the e-commerce and cloud computing behemoth, which boasts a market value of $446 billion, second only to Apple at $781 billion.Amazon CEO Jeff Bezos is the world's third richest man behind Microsoft's founder and Buffett chum Bill Gates and Spanish billionaire Amancio Ortega, according to Bloomberg's index of the wealthiest people in the world. On Saturday, during Berkshire Hathaway's annual shareholder meeting, Buffett said he didn't think Bezos would be where he is today when he looked at Amazon years ago. Buffett told CNBC on Friday that Bezos' success has surprised him. The fourth,is that Warren Buffett said he was wrong about his investment in the International Business Machines Corporation, reiterating earlier comments that he has made before about the computing giant. And I was wrong, Buffett told an audience at Berkshire Hathaway's annual shareholder meeting in Omaha on Saturday. The star investor's remarks provided a rare mea culpa, and following the announcement on Thursday that he unloaded a third of his stake in Armour, New York-based IBM. Buffett owned about 81 million shares of IBM at the end of 2016, but dumped about 30 million shares so far this year, he told CNBC last week. Buffett said he lost confidence in the investment. And the fifth,Warren Buffett says owning an index fund is much better than owning shares in his own company, Berkshire Hathaway. At least, that's the advice he's offering his wife in the event of his death. Buffett is a champion of index funds, which tracks a benchmark like the S&P 500 index or the Dow Jones Industrial Average, and thinks that owning an index fund is less stressful than owning a single investment like Berkshire. The important thing is that she'll never worry aboutmoney for the rest of her life, he said at Berkshire's annual shareholder meeting in Omaha on Saturday. And the sixth, Berkshire Hathaway is already examining ways to benefit from the lower corporate tax rate proposed by President Donald Trump, Chairman Warren Buffett said at the company's annual meeting Saturday. and the company had a slight preference for taking a tax loss on some of its investments in the first quarter, Buffett said, because it expects such a loss would be less valuable to Berkshire in the future if taxes are lower. Berkshire said Friday that this first quarter net earnings fell 27%, hurt by weaker investment gains. The Trump administration unveiled a plan last month to lower taxes on all businesses to 15%. Most of Berkshire's revenue come from the U.S., so it would expect a large benefit from lower taxes. And the last but not least, Buffett sounds the alarm on rising healthcare costs. Medical costs are the tapeworm of the American economic competitiveness, he says. He also notes that his own tax bill from last year would have gone down by 17% if the healthcare bill that passed the House is enacted in its present form. And that's our update for Monday. Stay tuned for our update on May the 9th.